This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And then it's time for the circus.
Bring in the clowns.
Don't bother, they're here. This is Free Talk Live, in case you're wondering what you're listening to. We're a live call-in radio talk program where you can call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts in just a moment. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Mark.
I need to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there right now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important world-changing information. If you're already knowledgeable about cryptocurrency, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, all the latest cryptocurrency news, and it's on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com.
Yep, so you can buy, sell, trade, whatever you need to do there.
I like the news section. They have a writer particularly that I enjoy. His name is Jamie Redman. He's
great work.
Great work. Keeps me up on all the things going on with Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, along with all the other writers, too. Just Jamie has stood out to me as, like, not only longevity, but quality of his writing. So
agreed.
I enjoy it. We've been talking about all sorts of things, and I want to get into the subject of a very strange breakfast cereal. But before we do that, let's go talk to Aman in Tennessee. Aman, you're on Free Talk Live.
Did you guys hear about the, I guess, the protesters or whatever they're calling themselves that were packed up in a U-Haul, and somebody called and reported them, and they found like 31 of them in the back of a U-Haul going to a pride march, and I guess they arrested them for something. I don't really know what they arrested them for, but they're supposed to
probably be 31 people in the back of a U-Haul.
Yeah. They had riot gear and all kind of stuff, and they were going to a pride march or something.
But so they're gay protesters?
Do what?
They're gay protesters?
Yeah, I guess they were. I don't know. They didn't really say on the news or whatever, you know, what they were there for. They just said that they were in the back of a U-Haul, and they got them out, and they arrested them. But I'm trying to figure out what they're arresting them for exactly.
Well, I don't think you can keep people in the back of a U-Haul. So that must have been it.
I understand that, but...
Or maybe they had weapons that were illegal?
Yeah, I imagine what they were trying to do was waylay them until after the Pride Festival, and then they'll let them go.
Well,
would be my guess.
I can tell you what CBSNews.com says about it. They say 31 Patriot Front members arrested near Pride event in Idaho.
They don't sound gay.
Police arrested 31 men found inside a U-Haul truck near a Pride event in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. On Saturday, police say they believe the men were affiliated with a white supremacist group and were intending to riot. It's clear to us, this is a quote, it's clear to us based on the gear the individuals had with them, along with the paperwork that we seized from them, that they came to riot downtown, Coeur d'Alene Police Chief Lee White said Saturday at a press conference. The irony is not lost on me that the Coeur d'Alene, Idaho police chief is named White.
It had to be in the back of a U-Haul. It had to be 190 degrees, and there were 31 guys back there. They had to be some dedicated guys to be doing it.
I know, especially wearing riot gear, too.
Well, and
imagine your smell back there. No way, buddy. No
way. Don't fight. Don't fart, Earl.
Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
So you know what's interesting about this? I have a Vice article here about this, and they're calling them fascists.
Okay.
Which, well, I just don't get. It just seems like a
everybody
random.
Everybody you disagree with is fascist.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, oh, here's a trigger word. Let's just, you know, whatever.
The memes that I've seen about this between when it happened and today are all pictures of these 31 guys who happen to be wearing khaki pants and, like, blue shirts, and then it's juxtaposed with a picture of federal agents who are wearing khaki pants and blue polo shirts. Mm. So, you know, you do your own research. Figure it out for yourself. This article continues to say these men were seen in videos posted to social media, all wearing khakis, navy blue shirts, beige hats, and cloth facial coverings. The outfit is similar to what is worn by Patriot Front, which the Southern Poverty Law Center describes as a white supremacist group.
They certainly don't sound not white supremacist. I'll give them that. But at the same time, it's not like... I mean, all you have to do to scare a certain classification of liberal, of leftist out there, is to say that there are brown shirts about. And it's an easy thing to trot out, because there's always going to be somebody who's upset about somebody else. I don't know why anybody's going to be upset about a gay pride festival, but apparently they are. I think it was interesting. Bill Maher was pointing out how the New York Gay Pride Festival didn't have a gay man on the board. This wasn't one.
There's irony there.
Yeah.
Or humor. Or
everybody's
something.
Trans now.
Yeah. Well, so then if everybody's trans and then they get fat, are they trans fat?
They may indeed. They're margarine. One thing I found interesting, I saw some stat on the internet.
I can't believe it's not butter.
If you look at the generations by, how many gay people are in the generations from Silent Generation through, currently the millennials, Gen Z, whatever it, wherever they were at, they apparently the numbers are skyrocketing of people who self-identify as LGBT.
Okay.
But yeah, because you get bullied now if you're straight.
Apparently. I don't know, but it's fascinating stuff to me. 20% of the population in Gen Z is self-identifying as LGBT.
Wow.
Now, if this number continues to skyrocket, there will be no babies in, like, 2050.
Well, that's the point. And it's making Alex Jones sound less crazy.
As the days go by. I'm not really a fan of Alex Jones. I've heard his work, and it did serve some value to me in that I actually got sort of brought to the philosophy of liberty through some guests that he had on his show. Not necessarily through him, although, you know, him and his staff had, you know, the wherewithal to put these sure. controversial type people on. So, you know, his show has value. I'm just not a I don't like his
stuff. I like it best when he calls Free Talk Live. It's been a long time.
Agreed. But you are absolutely spot on in that everybody who has ever said, oh, he's a crazy cookie conspiracy, like, more of the things he's said have come true than not.
Well, and it's interesting, because one day on the show we were talking about the new, like, virtual babies, and it's just, it seems like this massive depopulation effort. Because and it's not like I don't believe in gay people happening naturally, and it's not like I have anything against gay people, but it's just not, it's
they don't
not
have
natural.
Babies.
They don't have babies, and the whole point of species, like, the whole point of life is to sustain life. So right. to basically all we're supposed to do is eat, sleep, and have babies. That's what pretty much every animal does. So if most of the population is gay, then
people. The bit of the workaround here is that they're LGBT. So the T doesn't disallow babies.
Yeah.
It just means that baby bearing humans birthing people can have babies, but you can't call them women. Now, of course, I realize I'm too old to have an opinion on this subject, but to me, I was taught to respect women for women, to give women respect. So this doesn't fit into my paradigm, and I understand that. And I don't want to, I've drawn the line at using plural pronouns to describe singular people. I'm just not up for that one in particular. But, I try to play along. I try to be, cool about it all, but,
So you're telling me the T in LGBT doesn't mean, like, cut your hair into a mohawk and put on a bunch of gold chains and say, I pity the fool?
That's right. Indeed. Oh. Does that stand for anything? Mr. T stand for anything? Tenacious B?
You'd have to ask Mr. T.
Yeah.
or maybe his wife, Mrs. T.
B.A. Baracus was a bad attitude.
Bad attitude, right, yeah. B.A. Baracus, or Bob Baracus, if you want to pronounce it. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer, they're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Ode to Richie Rich. Yes, it is Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number you need to tattoo on your sibling's forehead.
Don't do that.
No?
No. Don't. It's changed.
What about grab a crayon right on the fridge?
Okay, you can wipe that off.
All right, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Nikki.
And Mark.
So we're going to switch topics here because, well, there's really no segue since we just had a little bit of a pause. And the gentleman who's normally here with us on Sundays, Richie Rich, had asked us to cover this, and so I thought, sure, why not? This is from OKCFox.com. The headline reads, Uterus-shaped period crunch cereal hopes to spark menstruation conversations.
Sounds fun.
What kind of conversations have we not had about menstruations that are important?
I mean, I think where they're trying to go with this is it's still kind of taboo. Like, people don't necessarily want to hear about it, and it's...
Would anybody like to hear about my bowel movement earlier than the day?
I think it's totally different.
I remember one of my parental units, whenever you felt a little under the weather or whatever, the first question out of your mouth, have you moved your bowels?
Yeah, it's a good question.
I'm like, oh, okay, but she seemed obsessive about it. Anyway.
I think you feel better. I think it's something you ought to consider. First off, eat enough leafy greens.
Yeah, water.
You're moving, have enough water that you're moving your bowels
fiber.
Every day.
Yeah, fiber.
And, three prunes a day, it'll change your life.
So anyway, this uterus-shaped breakfast cereal called Period Crunch, they show some photos of it. I can't really describe it to you.
Other than it's shaped like the bifurcated uterus.
It's and it's
turns
completely
milk red.
Completely red.
I love that part.
I hope there's no artificial food colorings in this.
So
I want to know.
Is there corn syrup in it?
I want to know how come this cereal is not named Red Wings, because that is the term for, well, I can't really describe, but I think the folks who have heard that term before know what it means.
Yeah, they liked it.
And would agree that should be the name of this cereal. But anyway, I digress.
So it's clear to me that activists want us to talk about and experience something. But it is lost upon me what that something is. Right? Like, and admittedly, I don't live in the world where, I just don't know what it is. This wouldn't be a taboo subject for me, obviously. I'm discussing it now.
I mean, what's next? Sperm flakes?
Yeah, but what do you have to... My question on that would be the same thing. What is the point of having the conversation? If nobody would have ever had a conversation with me about sex and nobody told me about sex, I don't think it would have messed me up. I think I would have figured it out.
Yeah, I mean, with me, I have a lot of conversations about this because of my line of work.
You're a doula.
And I work with women a lot, and I do a lot with fertility and helping them balancing their hormones. So, I mean, this is normal to me, but let me tell you, a cereal isn't going to hell.
I think it's funny.
Being in the profession that you're in, if somebody handed you a box of this and said, here, try this.
If there was no food colorings or corn syrup in it, yes, I would eat it.
Would you distribute it if they gave you a few boxes to hand out to your clients?
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Would, if they contacted you, Mark, or your sales manager, would you
advertise
allow them
it
to
on the
advertise?
Air? As long as the ad was tasteful and did not violate FCC rules, you're darn right.
What about, doesn't the cereal need to be tasteful?
I would try
tasty,
it.
I guess.
Okay, so to me, I would call breakfast cereal breakfast candy.
Yeah,
and I'm
I
against
agree with
breakfast
you.
Cereals generally. I will, I'll make some kind of exception for muesli.
Or plain ass nuts. Oatmeal.
Oatmeal, yeah. Well, you prefer fruit and oatmeal, and it's pretty good.
Yeah, but it's not breakfast candy at that point.
Right. So the things that I had when I was young, my son has never gotten. I'm sure he'll discover them at some point, but he hasn't gotten them from us.
Well, let's see what this article has to say. This is out of Washington. A women's intimate health company wants conversations about menstruation to never be off the table, quite literally.
I do like these articles when they do this with all the puns.
Intimnia, a company that provides a comprehensive collection of products and information for women, is branching out into breakfast cereal to keep those period-centric conversations on the table. The company announced the creation of Period Crunch, a box of raspberry-flavored cereal-shaped uteri. Raspberry-flavored.
Well, I guess.
To raise awareness of the lack of conversation about periods in the home. Here's a quote. I'm delighted that Intimnia has taken the bull by the horns and developed Period Crunch to help raise awareness of the ongoing social stigma around periods. Intimnia gynecologist Dr. Sri Datta said, periods are a natural...
Dr. Datta?
D-A-T-T-A, but yes. Hmm. Periods are a natural part of who we are, so it's deeply concerning to hear that so many people remain uncomfortable discussing them when they are just another part of our health. It's heartbreaking to hear that 25% of people have taught themselves about periods when there is support available. I look forward to Period Crunch kickstarting some difficult conversations and breaking down barriers over the breakfast table.
I hate to be a hater, but I just don't know if this is going to do that.
Yeah,
well, we have started the conversation. I don't feel like I've learned anything about periods in the conversation at this point.
Yeah, I don't think the cereal itself, like, yeah, we're talking about it, but the cereal itself isn't really going to start any actual, like, meaningful conversation about biology or science or health.
What do people
health?
Need to know? I mean, I presume that there's a moment in time, like there's some time between, say, 11 and 14, where young women have to learn a lot about periods. Young men?
And they're not learning a lot. They're learning, this is what a tampon is.
Okay.
That's what they're learning, and that's I think it's a huge problem.
Okay.
Because there's so much that goes into women's cycles and into their hormones.
I thought tampons would cause like shock and stuff. You don't use bad ideas.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm really against them. I don't think people should be using them. Mm. But that's what little girls are being taught, and then they're kind of just put on hormonal birth control from their doctors, and everybody thinks that the period you get when you're on hormonal birth control is a period. It's not. That is not a real period.
Okay.
And like no.
Well, what's the difference?
So. It's really has to do with the hormonal cycles.
Okay.
So
what
it's
so
just,
it
blocks the natural hormones.
Right. It's basically turns a creek into a ditch, in the sense that it walls in. You have to have it at a certain time. It forces it to. But everything that occurs in a period occurs at the same time.
Pretty
it's just
much,
not
yeah.
caused hormonally.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. I need to understand these things. I guess I can see. Yeah, I can see that. So. The difficulty is that when we were, a couple early on, obviously we didn't want babies until we wanted babies, and a good way to avoid that was the pill.
But there are other ways.
Okay, what other ways do you recommend?
Cycle tracking.
Okay.
Which would take a long time for me to get into.
Is this the rhythm method?
Yes, pretty much.
Okay, so.
603-283-6160. More about Period Crunch Breakfast Cereal coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tens of thousands of demonstrators went to Washington and other rallies across the United States on Saturday to demand that lawmakers pass legislation aimed at curbing gun violence. In the nation's capital, organizers with March for Our Lives estimated that 40,000 people assembled at the National Mall near the Washington Monument. and an identified ninth grader on Reuters.
If we don't choose to take this opportunity to fight back, it's going to continue again. The cycle is going to continue, and eventually people aren't going to be fazed by it anymore.
Chinese military officials in recent months have repeatedly asserted that the Taiwan Strait isn't international waters during meetings with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Secretary Austin singled out China as the source of instability in the Indo-Pacific region. His Chinese counterpart, Wei, said Taiwan would be a path to death if Taiwan was to declare independence. USA Radio News. Senate negotiators announced a bipartisan framework Sunday on gun control. Biden said in a statement that the framework does not do everything that I think it needed, but it reflects important steps in the right direction. End quote. The agreement would offer money to states to implement red flag laws that make it easier to temporarily take guns away from people. It would also take other steps, including requiring more people who sell guns obtain federal dealers' licenses. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation said Sunday a one-year-old Covington girl at the center of an Amber Alert and the suspect accused of abducting her have both died. The Newton County Sheriff's Office said 38-year-old Darian Bennett, the toddler's father, killed the child's mother at her home. The child's grandmother was also wounded and told police that Darian Bennett took the child. That ended in a murder-suicide. June is National Candy Month, established by the National Confectioners Association. The month of June is used as a way of celebrating those with a sweet tooth. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
I'm supposed to imitate Richie Rich and be, and we're back.
I can give the telephone number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. That's our VoIP line. Call on in. I think it all is toll-free at this point.
I mean, unless you have a landline and you're out of state, you know. I think long distance still exists as far as a charge.
Somebody will charge on, for long distance. Certainly.
Somebody who's had their landline for 40 years at the same residence in rural,
God bless them.
Rural BFE, you know, that kind of a thing. Perhaps there's still a rotary phone on the property somewhere. I would imagine that somebody somewhere is still getting charged long distance to dial outside of their area code.
You can get those old AT&T phones, the old Bell phones. Mm-hmm. And they don't run on a cord. You can just have them run on the landline to the plug, and they run on the 16 volts or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And so even when the power's out, sometimes the phone still works.
Right. When people talk to me about, you know, they're buying a piece of property, they're having a house built, or they're buying a piece of property where they're having, like, an old house torn down, I always mention, hey, if there's a POTS line, plain old telephone service, this is known as a landline to most people. If that exists, maintain one, if for nothing more than an emergency purpose. You don't even have to leave your phone plugged in, but get the service, pay the whatever $10 a month or whatever it is, no voicemail, nothing on it, just to have service. Because The old POTS system, plain old telephone service, landline, is, as Mark pointed out, self-powered. It is a separate network from your electric company, from any of the other utilities, and in a grid-down situation, that thing is designed to remain active. And it will provide a little bit of power. There are people who have manufactured devices that you can find online that you can plug into an active telephone port, right?
To make your margaritas.
A jack, and you can have a light, for example, when the power goes out.
Or a blender.
Or a blender.
You blend really slow.
Or you can charge your cell phone on it, that kind of a thing. So there is a bit of power there that you can tap
you
into.
Could, yeah.
Also, too, the landline telephone network is still connected, and if you're calling even, I think, within a local area to another place, another residence that has a landline, the odds are that call is going to go through. So, little survival 101.
If there is somebody else with a landline anywhere.
Which, you know, maybe there isn't, but, you know, it's just one of those things. That's it's good for a prep,
yep.
And it's very cost-effective, at any rate. Let's go to the phones and the fun. We have Sarah from New Mexico calling. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh yes. Let me get speakerphone. Yes, I just wanted to mention that I found a Himalayan salt, which has an oil diffuser dish on top.
Okay.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
So does the oil drip, sort of seep into the salt block?
No. It's got a metal dish pan, like an inch and a half diameter dish pan.
Okay.
So you could put your oil of your choice, and then the light bulb inside heats up the oil. So it's like, what do you call those oil lamps that you put candles on the bottom to heat the oil
up? Like a potpourri?
Wax burner?
Yeah, something kind of similar to that, but it's not really a candle. It's just a light bulb, but it's hot enough to warm up the oil on that dish. So it's kind of like a diffuser and a salt lamp all in one.
Why would you want this particular device? Why would you want a thing that has a light bulb in it that warms up oil in a dish?
Well, it's kind of like an oil warmer plus a salt lamp together. So it's an ionizer and a salt and a diffuser.
What does the ionizing of the salt or oil do?
Well, you know what? I used to think this was a scam, but see that if you heat up the salt, it actually adds a negative electron to the oxygen molecule. That's what the claim is, and I actually believe it. Because Ian thought I would heat that it was just a con.
Well, no, Ian's prepared to believe everything's a con. I have an inhaler that I do for the salt. I have a salt inhaler that I use.
You do for...
But I was very skeptical of anything that had to do with essential oils for a long time. And then somebody close to me gave me just a roller thing of peppermint oil because I was getting headaches. Post-COVID, I had some brain damage due to COVID, and I was getting these headaches that I had never had before. And you know what? If with the peppermint oil, you rub it on the side of your neck, back of your neck. I even go so far as to go around the front of my neck because, well, hell, I've gone three quarters of the way around. Why not keep going? It works. It gets rid of headaches.
It also gets rid of mice.
I haven't had any problems with mice in my collar, but.
Sarah?
Yes, but I just wanted to. See, the part that Ian thought I was a con was that he doesn't believe that salt being heated with a lamp or a candle actually ionizes the oxygen molecule. Because that's when I seen it advertised in the
I wouldn't
catalog,
be able to tell you whether that's scientifically so or not. I'm not prepared to do that. But I can tell you that my mom and my grandma believed strongly that if you were ill, you should go to the beach. Now, we were from Bradenton, Florida, and, you know, no big deal to go to the beach.
Well, Sarah, you better hang on to that thing because, you know, eventually the government will ban assault lamps. Thanks for the call, Sarah.
I'm looking around at all of these, like, EMFs, all of this technology, and I'm like, we need a salt lamp in here. ASAP.
EMFs?
EMFs.
Like,
electromagnetic field.
Oh, I thought it was like, you know, eccentric MFers.
We got that, too.
That'd be fun, too.
All right, so we were talking about this cereal, this breakfast cereal, in the shape of uteri.
Speaking of eccentric MFers, whoever made this.
Raspberry flavored, which...
Yum.
I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and say that I'm pretty sure that's not the actual flavor of the thing.
How do you know?
It's been something to avoid.
At any rate, the cereal was designed to resemble the structure of a uterus and made even more realistic when milk is poured as the cereal quickly turns it red. Also, instead of calling it Period Crunch or even Red Wings, they could have called it Ant Flow.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, that would have been a good one.
Ant Flow is a common word.
It also, like, gives me like a Halloween vibe. Like, the milk turns red.
Nearly half of all people, 48%, say they are uncomfortable having open conversations.
I'm uncomfortable about the cereal.
I'd be more uncomfortable about the cereal than I would about having the conversation.
Right.
Or uncomfortable having open conversations.
I feel like I learned more from Nikki than I learned from the article, I got to say.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's... So, Nikki, speaking of which, you were saying that you like the idea that one doesn't regulate one's time based on pills and just sort of lets it occur that you think that this makes sense, right?
So the issue with it is it's causing women to get all sorts of diseases, cervical cancer. It messes with all of their hormonal cycles. So
endometriosis.
Endometriosis. It messes with your metabolism. And it's crazy because doctors are prescribing the birth control pill to heal women or, to regulate your cycle or to fix acne or this, that, or the other thing. But really, it doesn't do... It's just masking symptoms of a deeper issue.
Wait, a medical procedure that just masks symptoms and doesn't actually address the root cause? That never happens.
Yeah, exactly. So what women can do, and I believe little girls should be being taught this instead of, just go on the pill, you can track your cycle in there for birth control purposes and for also the inverse, getting pregnant. There are only... You know, there's only a small window where you can get pregnant. So if women can tell the signs of when they're fertile or ovulating, they don't need to be on birth control and they can take their power back.
Apparently, 77% of people say they've never had a conversation about periods at the kitchen table. I suspect that will remain the same. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number here at Free Talk Live. The phones are open.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
We are back. It is Free Talk Live, Sunday night edition. The telephone number here in the studio, if you would like to join the conversation and be broadcast on a nationally syndicated radio show that's also on the internet and some satellite stations, call the following number.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Mark, can you tell I have a little bit of a throat thing going on? My voice is a little deeper than normal. And
I guess so, now that you mention it. I hear a little, you got a little extra broke
I
off.
Think it's that I'm not used to talking as much.
I can't imagine.
I did 6 days a week, 3 hours a day, 18 hours of talk radio for many, many years, and, you know, haven't really done it for
I
a year.
Think it's just because we went to the thing on Friday. And
that lady kissed me?
Well, okay, no, I think it was because you had,
right on the lips.
You had to talk to people outdoors who are also radio broadcasters who are also as deaf as you.
Right.
And that means you have to talk a little bit louder to these people, or they have to, and you're not used to talking at you're used to the microphone doing the work for you, and you had a day where you didn't have the microphone doing the work for you.
Yeah, well,
that's what I think.
I think it was the standing out there on the docks, French kissing the sailors.
I think some lemon honey tea, and you'll be right as rain.
I'm down for anything that gives me extra sugar. You get away with.
Do you?
I just had a couple of bananas. Very nice.
Do you really want liberty in your lifetime? Not you, Mark. I mean you, the listener. Later this year, Mark is offering, or I'm sorry, speaking at Free Cities Foundation annual conference, Liberty in Our Lifetime.
What are we going to talk about?
It's in the beautiful city of Prague. I know that.
It's going to be nice.
It's from October 21 to 23. And showcases autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. The conference theme is Parallel Structures for Progress, and we'll explore physical developments and parallel structures emerging in education and finance that offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn, educate their children, and invest in their future. Free Private Cities is offering all Free Talk Live listeners a very special 20% discount. That's generous. On tickets, which can be claimed when checking out on Eventbrite with the promo code FTL20. That's FTL20. To find out more about the conference, visit lifetimeliberty.com and follow the conference Twitter via the handle @LibertyIOL. Make sure you get your tickets soon to take advantage of the early bird discount. If you'd like to buy your ticket in Bitcoin, you can drop them a Twitter DM for instructions. That's nice that you're offering a crypto purchase option.
Yeah, I like that.
Particularly, I mean, amongst freedom people, cryptocurrency is very popular. Freedom-oriented people recognize...
It'll get spread a little hard, farther, too. I mean, the Internet just likes it when you accept crypto.
There's nothing that irks me more than some sort of a Liberty get-together and, like, they don't have a cryptocurrency option for you to buy.
We're going to do that next year.
Yeah. So, lifetimeliberty.com, the discount code FTL20. It's in Prague, October 21 through the 23rd. I hope to see as many of you as possible. Again, lifetimeliberty.com.
I hear Prague is lovely that time of year.
We'll talk about that off here. I feel like I missed an opportunity to go to Prague when I was doing the band thing, and I really want to go. So,
did you Prague rock?
We would have done Prague metal, but not progressive, but just metal in Prague, and therefore Prague metal. All right, so moving right along. I'm done talking about the period crunch.
Yeah, I think we've had enough of that.
There is some news in Bitcoin, and we were just sort of mentioning the Bitcoin option with LifetimeLiberty.com. We haven't been able to talk about this yet on Free Talk Live that I'm aware of, so we'll talk about it now. The big news, this is from CryptoPotato.com.
Sounds legit.
It's been verified by other sources. It's just the first one that popped into my feed. PayPal allows withdrawal of Bitcoin and Ethereum to personal wallets, freeing you of their previously captive system where you could put USD into your PayPal account and then say, hey, PayPal, I would like to buy some Bitcoin. And they would go, okay, we'll deduct $100 from your PayPal account. And now there's this separate column with $100 that says it's Bitcoin, but you couldn't do anything with it other than move it back into your PayPal account as USD if you wanted to
buy and sell. So essentially they gave you a trade option, which you had to presume was true. Because if you don't have the keys, it's not your coin.
Right, which so, you did not have previously.
I could put up a website tomorrow that send me money, and I will, you know, list your crypto on my website.
Right.
And then, when you feel like selling it, I promise I'll send it back to you. Now, that actually is a pyramid scheme. That's a Ponzi scheme, as it were.
It's a scam, for sure.
You have to be able to get the crypto in order to be legit, in my opinion.
Mine too. And so PayPal had not done that, and they received plenty of criticism, not only from us here on Free Talk Live, but from a whole bunch of other places. And so apparently, as of June 7th, they updated their terms and conditions to reflect this. So we'll just go through the bullet points here. Starting today, PayPal supports the native transfer of cryptocurrencies between PayPal and other wallets and exchanges, said the online payment provider in a statement. The external transfers feature is being rolled out to new users today and will be available across the U.S. within 2 weeks. So 2 weeks from June 7th, you do the math. I was told there would be none. PayPal began allowing users to buy, sell, and hold cryptocurrencies within the platform starting in 2020. These include Bitcoin, Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash, and Litecoin, all top names at the time. Similar services were made available to the U.K. in September. According to PayPal's terms and conditions, again updated on the 7th, external transfers only require the external wallet's public address. Identifying information like that required in Europe when withdrawing self-custodial wallets will not be requested. And bravo, bravo. Notably, PayPal does not...
Get it while you can, folks, because it's coming.
Yeah, sure.
The fact is that the banks have figured out that they're not going to be able to get rid of crypto at this point, so the only thing they can do is KYC everybody who has it. And so if you can... my advice to you, ladies and gentlemen, is get some Bitcoin or whatever cryptocurrency it is that's your particular flavor.
Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, whatever.
Put it in a wallet and don't do anything with it. Just get it, don't get it with your name, have it completely non-KYC'd, because you can always white label it.
Yep.
But you can never re-black label it.
Right. Yes, sadly. Monero I like as well. There's some privacy.
I'm very fond of Monero. I wish that it would perform financially better than it has, but I don't have any explanation for that.
I think we're just in a holding pattern with crypto right now.
I think we're in the new Bitcoin winter, and it just came faster than we expected.
Notably, PayPal does not charge its customers for crypto transactions, distinguishing it from the business model of most exchanges. PayPal's upper management has been bullish on crypto assets for some time. Co-founder Peter Thiel has a particular fondness for Bitcoin, believing himself to have underinvested back in October. In the final bullet point, the intersection between CBDC, stablecoins, digital wallets, and enhanced utility of payments through cryptocurrencies is not just fascinating, but I think it will redefine a lot of the financial world going forward, said CEO Dan Schulman in a speech at Access Tel Aviv in March.
It already is. I mean, like, Bitcoin did everything that it hoped to do, in so much as the governments are now trying to mimic it with these central bank digital currencies, these CBDCs, as they call them.
But they're missing the point, because the whole point is for it to be decentralized.
They're not missing the point. They're evil.
Okay.
The point is to take their power from them. They have not missed the point. They are trying to get other people to miss the point. Ladies and gentlemen,
I agree.
The government has used money to prosecute its wars, commit genocides, and do all of the things that governments have done that's bad up to this point. I will give you an example. Wait 1 second. I know that most Americans consider World War II, now I'm going to leave this alone as to whether or not I consider World War II to be a pointless war, but World War II to have been the most just war of our lifetimes, blah, blah, blah. None of us in the studio have been alive during World War II. During World War II, they told Americans, buy war bonds.
They did.
That was just 1944, is recently, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in 2003, when George Bush was asked what Americans could do to support the war efforts in Afghanistan and Iraq, he answered, it's completely different, go shopping.
Mm-hmm. Consumerism.
He suggested that the velocity of money mattered as opposed to some kind of backing of a currency. Buying war bonds backed the American dollar. That didn't need to happen anymore because something fundamental changed about the U.S. dollar.
What was that?
That backing, basically. There isn't any.
603-283-6160.
By the way, Bitcoin's backed with math. I could hear all the gold bugs screaming.
More Free Talk Live is coming up, and that's true.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.